Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. We're going to be in James chapter 1, looking at verses 5 through 8. I'll go ahead and read those verses for us, and we'll go from there. If any of you lack wisdom, let him seek God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask, in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. First thing that comes to mind here is how encouraging this is. We all have situations, I've no doubt that we're walking through situations right now, where we understand that we need wisdom desperately. And I'm so then encouraged by this promise from Scripture. We know every scripture, every promise of Scripture is true because Jesus walked out of the grave, and so we know this is true, that if we lack wisdom, and we do, we can ask God and he will give us wisdom. He won't rebuke us and say, you fool, how don't you know this already? He will give us wisdom, praise the Lord. But then, I don't know about you, but I've thought about, well, how does that work? You know, like, how do I know if this is the Lord's wisdom? How do I know if he's giving me wisdom? And then I begin to worry, well, am I doubting? What do I do with that? How do I navigate that? I think sometimes when we think about this verse, it's a pretty popular one, for lack of a better phrase. I think what we can slip into is believing, okay, God, I'm going to sit here and I'm just going to wait for you to give me wisdom. I'm going to eat my alphabet soup and you're going to spell it out for me in the alphabet soup, or you're going to make a bird fly over and I don't know, something's going to happen and I'm going to see it in the cloud. Like we look into fortune cookies or we look at these things saying, okay, God's going to speak to me through this. And we then forget that God's already spoken to us through his word. It's like, wait a minute, we're asking for wisdom. And then so often we're looking at things that aren't from God for the wisdom we've asked God for. And so in that, I want to say and encourage us toward, I don't know if you could hear that motorcycle in the back. LifePoint Marion's campus is right at the downtown heart of Marion, which is awesome. But sometimes we get very noisy vehicles. Anyway, I think we forget that, you know, we have the Word of God, and it's in the Word of God that we ultimately know the pattern of God. We know the counsel of God. We know what God desires for us in life. And so with that being said, what we need to do is, as we ask for wisdom, we also need to go to the Lord and engage in his word and say, God, how, help me, give me the wisdom to understand in your word how this applies to my life, how this works itself out in my life. And so I think that's counsel number one for us, is go to the word of God, because the word of God is living, it's active, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. We know and believe those things. So if we go to the Word of God, we will receive counsel. Also then, the Lord has placed individuals and people in our lives to give us counsel. And in that, we need the wisdom to discern, is this counsel aligning with God's Word, or is it aligning with the world? And we do need to ask the Lord, God, help me to discern what is what. And in order to really discern, we've got to know the Word. Once again, it goes back to the Word of God. Is this counsel in alignment with God's character and what God desires out of my life, which is ultimately his glory? Or does this align with the pattern of the world that ultimately rejects God's wisdom? And so if you're in a situation right now where you are desperate for wisdom, be encouraged. God promises he'll give it to you. But then look to him for it, not elsewhere. Again, that sounds like the most obvious statement I could ever make. But again, in my own life, sometimes I go to ChatGPT before I go to the Bible. Sometimes I go to a podcast before I go to prayer. And we need to address that. And we need to go to the Lord for the wisdom that we seek, because ultimate, true, trustworthy wisdom comes from him and no one else. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and pray. And we're going to pray scripture this morning together. And so I'm just going to pray through the verses that we read, and we'll give you some time to pray as well. Father, I do lack wisdom, and I'm going to ask you that you would give it to me generously, Lord, according to your word. God, thank you that you don't rebuke me in my request for wisdom, but Lord, you give it. And so we praise you for that. Lord, as you give us wisdom, help us to not doubt your goodness. Help us to not doubt your counsel. Help us as we're reading your scriptures and your word to not look at it and think, you know, that's wrong. That doesn't make sense. But help us to follow the counsel that you put forward. So oftentimes your counsel, Lord, doesn't seem to make sense. And yet, Lord, if we will humble ourselves and surrender to your will, we can trust that you're ultimately good and you will care for us. And so, Lord, help us have faith and help us not doubt and help us go to you for the wisdom that we so desperately need. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.